Next is case number 10,227, is a variance from the minimum acreage requirements to place a manufactured home on the farm.
Well, just to bring you up to date, what you, what the minutes say, a variance, okay, Mr. Rickard presented a case, was sworn in testify unless he would like to hire a farm tenant to ease workload on his wife, that he was not purchased the manufactured home yet, that the chicken houses had been on a property for approximately 30 years, and that the manufactured home would be placed behind the existing garages. James Parker was sworn and testified in opposition to the application, stated that the farm was very well kept, that the farm was sold to the applicant by his parents, and that the contract states that no manufactured homes will be placed on the property, that the garage has two apartments with one currently being rented, that the applicant rents a farm building for commercial use, that the neighborhood is all stick-built homes, that the adjacent property owners are in opposition to the application, and that the manufactured home would decrease the property value. Mary Beth Parker was sworn in and testified in opposition to the application and stated that there is a stove in the garage above the apartment that the applicant mother lives in. Betty Parker was sworn in and testified the opposition application stated that she does not want to see a manufactured home in place on the property, and that there is a mobile home park less than 1 mile away from the farm where they could live. Merle Parker was sworn in and testified in opposition to the application stated there is a commercial activity being conducted on the applicant's property. In rebuttal, Mr. Stoll stated that the farm help is needed to case in case something happens to the chickens and that there is a manufactured home down the road. Board found that no parties appeared in support of the application. The board found that 8 parties appeared in opposition to the application. Mr. Rickard stated the office received 1 letter in opposition to the application. It was tabled until December the 8th.
Okay, gentlemen.
That should bring you up to date.
Appreciate that. It sure did. Well, Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
A lot going on that property.
Yeah, I mean, applicant didn't seem to deny it.
No.
You're right, he didn't.
I think there's
an understatement. He just said that, yeah. He said, no, I don't deny him doing that.
All right. Mr. Workman?
I don't agree with it. I mean, he got here, but his chicken has two. It's too much, not a lot.
We got 2 of them on there now.
I went back and looked at it. He's got enough there.
Mr. Hudson?
No, I'm not in favor of it.
Mr. Mills? Okay, if that seems to be the consensus of the board members and need no further discussion, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think the applicant quite met the requirements for granting a variance. I addressed them very well and make a motion that we deny case number 10,227.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we deny case number 10,227. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied.